This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. Well, I think I'm finally out of my winter doldrums. Spring rescues man from horse latitudes. La primavera arrives and changes local man's attitudes. Ha, 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 he laughs and says, oh, it wasn't all that dull. I just had some weird thoughts running around in my skull. But now spring has sprung and I'm able to uncurl and get off the floor and give life a new whirl. That fetal position is overrated and it makes it hard to have fun. So throw out the St. John's wort, because here comes a new season. Oh, yeah, male quail are calling, both gambles and scalies. Cardinals are whistling. A maniacal mockingbird has begun his incessant singing. I know what he means. Doves are calling and making stupid nests. I don't know, should we use 6 or 7 twigs this year? Butterflies come out of nowhere and flutter about. Do you ever wonder where butterflies go? Where do butterflies go, Petey? They don't go anywhere. They just hide during the winter. They cling to a branch, a trunk, a leaf, and show up on warm days. And I know some of them are mating, something they do in midair. Very cool. I mean, why do butterflies have all the fun? Oh, and the Chihuahuan ravens around us are building nests and setting up house. I'm sure they'll be delighted to feast on dove eggs and young. Those doves, they have a hard time of it, don't they? But all the birds are busy nesting. Even our resident roadrunners trot by with strange objects for nesting up in a juniper. The ashes flowered a few weeks ago, the ash trees, the velvet ash. And so naked branches, but clusters of flowers that aren't very showy, but do the job. And those flowers sure do draw the bees in, honeybees, our European introduction. Hundreds of bees, I don't know, are up there as well, but I do know that there are native bees, and they have been coming to ash trees a long time before honeybees. And when you think about it, honeybees were brought to the East Coast, over 400 years ago, and I wonder how long it took them to get out west. But the point is flowers, trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, they didn't need the European honeybee to be pollinated. There were these locals that did the job just fine. Can you imagine that? Native pollinators, yeah. Hey, honeybees are overrated. So many crops are based on honeybee European bee pollination. It's a big business moving hives around the country to orchards and other places to farms where they can pollinate. But the smaller farmer may like the dependability of native bees. I recently read that there are over 1,000 species of native bees in the Southwest, and that is very, very cool. Anyway, it got me thinking about native pollinators, not just bees, but butterflies, bats, hummingbirds, moths, wasps. And I grabbed a book off the shelf that I have had a long time, Pollinators of the Sonoran Desert. It's a good little field guide, and it's in Spanish as well. You can turn it upside down, and the whole book is in Spanish going the other way. And that's good for me, because I'm always trying to bone up on my Spanish. Anyway, in this book, it reminds us that many beetles, not all, but many beetles are pollinators too. So, and I love beetles, don't you? Oh, yeah. So I read this marvelous thing about some of these beetles. They are known as mess and soil pollinators. They eat the flower, the petals, they eat the pollen, they gulp down the nectar, they mate, they rest and defecate in the flowers, something me and a bunch of third graders can really appreciate. Those beetles, they roll and they tumble, they mate the whole day through. They take a little rest and then they poop in that flower too, yeah. I was reminded that I always see beetles in the garden in squash or pumpkin flowers. And what the heck are you doing in there, I say to them. But now I know. You know, maybe this summer when I'm cooking squash blossoms, you know, I can tell my guests, beetles poop in these. But that's this summer, and it's a month or so away. It's spring now, and I figured how to spend my days. I'm planting a pollinator garden for all my pollinating friends, plants for hummingbirds, butterflies, and, of course, native bees with over 1,000 kins. I suppose I'll invite beetles to the garden, though they leave a big mess. But heck, it's spring, my friends, and I'm full of largesse. Yeah, pollinator garden. It'll be quite meditative. And yeah, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.